KZ4MO.
Hey, Tom, KB4CBA.
Oh, Mr. Dave, how are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I tell you, met a buddy of mine at 8 o'clock at the Eggs Up Grill on Augusta. We hadn't gotten together for breakfast in I don't know when, and kind of caught up, and had a good breakfast at the same time.
Boo hoo hoo. I never get invites for breakfast. Most of my buddies are too blooming lazy and they don't get up for breakfast. My favorite meal of the day.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know where you live, but I'll meet up with you. So where do you live anyway?
I don't live but a couple of miles from Steve.
Out in the middle of nowhere. But that's good. I'm really envious. I really am. No joke. Because you don't have the limits that I have on antennas. So anyway. But the HOA hadn't seen my Carolina Wyndham in my trees in the backyard, so by the time they find it, I don't think they ever will, though.
Let's hope not. Well, I had a saw where they weren't forecasting heavy wind today, and I had planned on taking down mine and relocating it and getting it back up at a proper height since the top of the trees got snapped out last year in the storms. But I got a phone call last night, right at the beginning of the class, reminding me that I had a City of Greer Planning Committee meeting today that somehow or another I got dropped off the mailing list and didn't get the email about. So that's where I'm on my way to right now. Woohoo!
Yeah, that's one of those surprise emails. Good night. Well, I tell you. Well, I'm at the house here, so I guess I'll bail on you. I wanted to take the mufflers off my car yesterday, and my daughter and her husband and her grandson moved in temporarily until they find a house. They sold theirs, and so there's so many cars we would have had to move and a motorcycle just to get my car jack out. So I decided it was just too much work just to jack up the car and disconnect the exhaust.
Roger that. Well, most of the time, any kind of task you've got like that, moving things around and the setup is more arduous than a task is.
Well, back in the day, I used to have to, I worked on cars in the driveway, and sometimes I had to work on my equipment, like put some, I had a jack that would leak a little bit, and I'd have to put some hydraulic fluid in it before I could use it, and stuff like that. So I had to work on my own stuff before I could start working on the car.
Roger that. That's how I end up talking myself out of getting stuff accomplished a lot of times. Uh-oh. Fuel truck, come down here. You better slow down, buddy.
Maybe he's empty. Oh, me. Well, that's the way it was, you know. In fact, I had to work on my lawnmower the last time before I used it. Had a cover that was missing, and it protected the belt, the drive belt, and you didn't want grass and debris getting up in there because it would eventually throw the belt off, and then you'd be pushing the mower, and it's a heavy mower, so I got the cover back on as quick as I could.
Roger that. All right. Well, I am showing up down here where I'm going to run inside and get me a cup of coffee before I get on down the road. So you have yourself a good day, sir. And always a pleasure talking to you. I hope you, I'll get up with you sometime before the weekend, but you have a good one. I'll go ahead and be clear on your final. I'll say 73, KZ4M Mobile.
All right, well, enjoy the day, and good to talk to you, Tom, as usual. Behave yourself if that's possible. If not, have fun. 73 is KZ4M, KB4CBA, clear.
KB4CBA, this is K4AAE, over.
KB4AAD, let's see. Can you give me your name again? This is KB4CBA.
Okay, this is Richard in Asheville, and it's K4AAE. Over.
My apologies. Kilo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo.
Roger, roger. I wanted to get back with you because I've been checking out where this repeater will hit up in the Asheville area. And it's good all in town. And the other day I ran up going to Tennessee, and the signal was good, almost to Weaverville. Over.
Well, it is it's a good repeater. It's located about 3,500 feet on Caesar's Head. And I hope Caesar doesn't mind, but anyway, it has good coverage, and that could have been some a bit of a band opening, who knows, or it could just be it's general coverage. I haven't really been up there lately to see if I could hit it. Like I said, it does have good coverage.
Yeah, I think so. It's, for me, this is better, talking with you guys is, easier and the signal's better than, our local repeaters. One at, 146-710 up on Pisgah, that can be scratchy and, you would think it would be better than the signal coming out of Greenville or off Caesar's Head, but it's not. Over.
Yeah, that's a little surprising, but if you're up there in the mountains, you know, it's line of sight. So if you've got a mountain between you and the repeater, then it could get scratchy because signal doesn't like to go through dirt too well. And there, of course, there's the 519 repeater, which is a good repeater up there on Mount Mitchell.
Yeah, I think the one that we use up here, 760, I think we have some weather issues with it. If it's really cold, that repeater has a hard time starting up. Sometimes on the local nets, we can get it warmed up, and it'll be
KJ4QX Mobile, KJ4HA.
By the really cold weather. Over.
I imagine if it gets down, temperatures that you have up there, especially, it could have an effect on it. I think there was another... station in there making a call, so we might need to back out of here and let him make his call there. This is KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, this is K4AAE, clear.
KJ4KOH, KJ4HA.
Okay, Kilo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo, this is KB4 CBA.
KB4 CBA, K4 AAE. While you're on there, did you build that Carolina Wyndham? I've been interested in one of those antennas. Over.
I bought that from a friend of mine, a fellow ham, Bill, N4IQ, and it was used, and I honestly don't know how old it is, but I've had it in two different locations. This is the second location here. So it's been, moved and put up and moved and then put up again. And it works great. It's facing north and south, so it's radiating generally east and west. It does have the vertical aspect of it too, though. That's why they call it a Wyndham. Plus it feeds in about a third of the distance from one end. And it's about 135 feet long. It's not a big wire. It's, looks about like a RG-58, something like that. And, but it works great. I tell you, I've talked in the, as far in the, St. Petersburg, Russia.
That Carolina Wyndhams have a good reputation. I may have to build one of those. Have to look about the space. I don't know if I quite got 135, but anyway. Well, appreciate the comments on that antenna, and I'm going to back out, so it's good talking with you. CB4, CBA, this is K4, AAE, clear, 73.
All right, Rich, well, you have a good one up there, and I imagine it's a little cooler up there than it is down here in Taylor's. It's cloudy, but it's not that bad. The temperature's pleasant enough, and it's a good antenna, I tell you. It has a 4-to-1 Balum on it, and then your then you connect your feed line, and I've only got it about 30-35 feet up in the air, because that's about the best we could do. These are some tall trees back here in the backyard, and I'm having to hide it from the HOA, so but it's working. That part's working good too. 73, KZ Alpha Alpha Echo. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo